accounts, it seems his trade has sunk from piracy to slaving. But he took the bear's cub this time. There was a slight ring of satisfaction in the dry, quiet voice. How did you find me? Wizardry. Bribery. I wasted time. I did not like to let it be known that the Archmage and Warden of Roke was ferreting about the slums of Horttown. I wish still I could have kept up my disguise. But I had to track down this man and that man, and when at last I found that the slaver had sailed before daybreak, I lost my temper. I took Lookfar and spoke the wind into her sail in the dead calm of the day, and glued the oars of every ship in that bay fast into the oarlocks. For a while. How they'll explain that, if wizardry's all lies and air, is their problem. But in my haste and anger, I missed and overpassed Egre's ship, which had gone east of south to miss the shoals. Ill done was all I did this day. There is no luck in Horttown. Well, I made a spell of finding at last, and so came on the ship in the darkness. Should you not sleep now? I'm all right. I feel much better. A light fever had replaced Arryn's chill, and he did indeed feel well, his body languid but his mind racing lightly from one thing to another. How soon did you wake up? What happened to hair? I woke with daylight. And lucky I have a hard head. There's a lump and a cut like a split cucumber behind my ear. I left hair in the drug sleep. I failed my guard. But not by falling asleep. No. Arryn hesitated.
You were ahead of me.
I saw you, Sparrowhawk said strangely. And so they crept in and tapped us on the head like lambs at the shambles, took gold, good clothes, and the saleable slave, and left. It was you they were after, lad. You'd fetch the price of a farm in Amron Market. They didn't tap me hard enough. I woke up. I did give them a run. I spilt their loot all over the street, too, before they cornered me.
Arryn's eyes glittered. You woke while they were there and ran?
Why? To get them away from you. The surprise in Sparrowhawk's voice suddenly struck Arryn's pride, and he added fiercely, I thought it was you they were after. I thought they might kill you. I grabbed their bag so they'd follow me, and shouted out and ran. And they did follow me.
Aye. They would.
That was all Sparrowhawk said, no word of praise, though he sat and thought a while. Then he said, Did it not occur to you I might be dead already? No. Murder first and rob after is the safer course. I didn't think of that. I only thought of getting them away from you.
Why?
Because you might be able to defend us. To get us both out of it if you had time to wake up. Or get yourself out of it anyway. I was on guard and I failed my guard. I tried to make up for it. You are the one I was guarding. You are the one that matters. I'm along to guard, or whatever you need. It's you who will lead us, who can get to wherever it is we must go and put right what's gone wrong.
Is it? Said the mage.
I thought so myself until last night. I thought I had a follower. But I followed you, my lad. His voice was cool and perhaps a little ironic. Arryn did not know what to say. He was indeed completely confused. He had thought that his fault of falling into sleep or trance on guard could scarcely be atoned by his feat of drawing off the robbers from Sparrowhawk. It now appeared that the latter had been a silly act, whereas going into trance at the wrong moment
had been wonderfully clever.
"I am sorry, my lord," he said at last, his lips rather stiff and the need to cry not easily controlled again, "that I failed you. And you have saved my life."
"And you mine, maybe," said the mage harshly. "Who knows? They might have slit my throat when they were done. No more of that, Arryn. I am glad you are with me."
He went to their stores box then and lit their little charcoal stove and busied himself with something. Arryn lay and watched the stars, and his emotions cooled and his mind ceased racing. And he saw then that what he had done and what he had not done were not going to receive judgment from Sparrowhawk. He had done it. Sparrowhawk accepted it as done. "I do not punish," he had said, cold-voiced, to Egre. Neither did he reward. But he had come for Arryn in all haste across the sea, unleashing the power of his wizardry for his sake, and he would do so again. He was to be depended on. He was worth all the love Arryn had for him, and all the trust. For the fact was that he trusted Arryn. What Arryn did was right. He came back now, handing Arryn a cup of steaming hot wine. "Maybe that'll put you to sleep. Take care, it'll scald your tongue."
"Where did the wine come from? I never saw..."